This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac for the second week of early winter. It's the fourth week of the silent cricket moon and the fourth week of the sun in Sagittarius. Almost all the leaves are down and the old year is spent and scattered. Even as storms bring wind and snow to close the season, however, the defiant and the prophetic buds of pussy willows grow fat. A new year's beginning, and it's time to watch for spring. This is solstice week, the sun reaching its lowest point on the horizon on the 22nd. The sun hovers there a little before it begins to rise once more towards summer. And there's just one more week until the start of deep winter, and two more weeks until the tufted titmouse begins its mating calls and pine trees start to pollinate. Three more weeks until the days begin to lengthen and owls nest and foxes mate. 4 weeks until the traditional January thaw, and blue jays give their bell-like mating song, and cardinals consistently call out their territories before dawn. 5 weeks until the beginning of late winter, and until the day's length surpasses 10 hours, and skunk cabbage blooms in the wetlands. 6 weeks until doves join the cardinals and maple sap starts to run. 7 weeks until the first red-winged blackbirds arrive in wetlands and daylight extends till 6 in the evening. 8 weeks to the major pussy willow emerging season, and 9 weeks to snowdrop season in the garden and snow trillium season along the rivers. 10 weeks to the morning robin chorus before sunrise, and then the full momentum of spring. This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. I'll be back again next week with notes for the third week of early winter. In the meantime, if you can't wait for all these things, just watch the sunlight come in your south window, and it will gradually recede from the farthest point through the months ahead, pointing the way to June.
Bill Felker contributes to newspapers nationwide, including the Yellow Springs News. Bill resides in Yellow Springs. Poor Will's Almanac is also available as a podcast at wyso.org.